Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pernell McPhee, the latest Raven to be placed on their COVID-19 reserve list. So the Baltimore pass rusher will not play against the Steelers Thursday night. The game is still scheduled for Thanksgiving night. No changes there. Adam Schefter did say if there's a bunch of new positive tests today and tomorrow, that could change, but it's still status quo. Game must go on. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller. Fan Hotline is brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis. Jeff Hathorn joins us with Steelers practice winding down. We're going to get into the injuries there with him and some of the things that the coordinators had to say today. But I've figured out, guys, exactly what Roethlisberger has to say if the Steelers beat the Ravens and he has a good game. He needs to, just like the clip we like to play about when he came back from the 5-interception game against Jacksonville. About, you know, old...
You know, I guess this old Cowboy's got a little bit left in him.
Yeah. He needs to look into the camera and say, not bad for the 11th best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh.
And Chris Sims back in that NBC studios will have to know that he's on Big Benny Boy's radar.
If he had a spleen, it would be shriveled up. What's the bigger affront? Ben being not on Chris Sims' top 10 or Evgeny Malkin not being on the top 100 players in the NHL?
The second by far.
Okay, just making sure we hadn't completely lost our minds here.
Roethlisberger was limited today with a quad injury. Jeff, what can you tell us about that?
I'm not worried about that at all. Today's practice was basically a walkthrough. So there was no – I mean, Ben was there for the early part of practice today. For the stuff we can't see, but yeah, I'm not worried about Roethlisberger. I'm not worried about a couple of the other guys. You know, Cam Hayward's ankle, I'm sure it's probably sore, but I don't have any reservation that he would play. Now, the one guy that I'm not sure about is Joe Haden. Haden wasn't out there at all today. And, you know, here's the thing. Honestly, I don't know if he's going to play or not. Because you normally get to see a week of practice. So mm-hmm. You see guys progress. You see which guys comes to the field. But this wasn't even really like a real practice. And the fact that Haden or Ben or any of these guys were limited or missed it isn't that big of a deal because they're not missing much.
Jeff, and Juju was limited, correct?
Yes. But he was out there.
I was going to say, I'm trying to finesse a way around this. With Colony, he just blurts it out and, you know, shoot first, ask questions later. But, Jeff, I know that you try
That's
to be a little more judicious.
That's another Jim Colony practice report violation.
Okay, so you can't, like, can I ask it this way? If you were going to give it an emoji, seeing Juju out there, just his general appearance and the way he was walking, smiley face or frowny face?
Smiley face.
Okay. All right. I think that's the best I can do. I have a sidebar to that, though.
The NBC crew was here, by the way. Mike Tirico, famed Syracuse grad, and Chris Collinsworth. But there was no Chris Sims.
Well, he's not a big enough deal to actually get to the game and call it. He's got to be back in studio with his boy Florio.
It takes time to make crappy top 10 lists, Jeff. I would know.
Hey, did you mention me to Tirico, Jeff?
You know what? We saw him briefly, and then he was having an audience with the owner. Or
Tirico is the most famous person I know who always wears his class ring. And every time I see him on TV or in person, he has that Syracuse class ring with the orange stone. And I always think, who else ever, do you ever wear? I don't even know where my,
isn't that kind of nice, though, that he has that kind of pride? Like, he's done so much in the world of broadcasting. Isn't it kind of nice that he has such an affinity for the, you know, the school that put him into the professional world?
I don't know. I love Tirico, but I think it's stuff like that that gives Syracuse broadcasters a bad name.
He is uber talented. I will say this. You know, the one thing I think with watching
Hold on, Jeff. I have to stop you for a second. Pony just said Mike Tirico wearing his class ring is the kind of thing that gives Syracuse broadcasters a bad name. I must point out that like 30 minutes ago, Pony told a story about vomiting in a woman's hair at a bar and being placed outside in a chair for 2 hours unconscious.
Yes.
And somehow that doesn't give Syracuse broadcasters a worse name than Tirico? That's a lesser sin?
Yes,
come
it
on.
Is. I think it makes me more relatable. It makes me more human.
I was going to say, that sounded like our class projects at Ohio State.
Jeff, you don't have an Ohio State ring, do you? You don't have like a red, stoned, scarlet-styled ring.
Ask me if I have a Penn State class ring. No, I'm kidding.
Chris,
don't ask me that. We all know the
answer.
Do you
have a Penn State ring?
Hey, I don't even know if I have a North Catholic
ring.
Hey,
Jeff, so about Hayden not practicing today, what will he have the opportunity to do tomorrow, if anything?
Well, tomorrow will be the traditional Saturday walkthrough. But I just think from a physical standpoint, this week, because it's so short, they're trying to give these guys as much rest as possible. So the fact that Hayden didn't practice, I think, is more rest, and then they'll see as they get closer to game time.
Okay.
That's why I was saying it truly is, for me, hard to get a feel. I mean, I could tell you something, but it wouldn't be anything educated.
Jeff, what is your, in terms of Juju and his availability or lack thereof for this game, how well do you think, how well would you expect, let me put it this way, James Washington to perform in his stead? How good do you feel about that as sort of a next man up thing with that receiving core?
So it's an unselfish group, right? And they've been touting that, and understandably so. But you know there are guys that want to show that they can do more. And James Washington would be the first on that list that would love that opportunity to show all the things that he can do, not in a selfish way necessarily, but in a, hey, I want to show that I'm part of this group and I can fill roles when needed. I mean, everybody wants to catch the ball when they're a receiver. They might be dealing with it very well, and they are, and winning helps that. But yeah, James Washington would be a guy that would love an opportunity. I'm sure Ray Ray would like to get as many chances as he can.
Jeff, did you get the sense that this game is in peril, that it could get delayed? What was the kind of vibe you got from just being around people over at the facility today?
I still didn't get that sense. Like I said, NBC had their full crew, which doesn't mean that necessarily is going to be the game. But one thing I did hear, and I'm not able to substantiate it, but I'll say it just because it was interesting, was that if they move it, that there's a possibility it would be Saturday night, not on Sunday, because NBC would still want a primetime game. So,
and Notre Dame plays Friday, and I think Notre Dame is on the road at North Carolina, so there wouldn't be a conflict there.
Right, and, you know, yeah, they would go up against a college game, but, you know, I think I would take Steelers-Ravens against a college game.
I don't like that only because that's an advantage conferred to the Ravens. They have more time to rest after an unbelievably physical game against one of the most fit, probably two or three most physical teams in the league. If I'm a Steelers fan, that feels like some of the inherent advantage my team was supposed to have has been taken away at that point because the other team has too many positive tests.
Right. I was curious until we heard that it was McPhee. Like, if it would have been another running back, I think position now is, you know, if we find another running back, or if, you know, a couple more linebackers, if in a specific position there are more COVID positives, I think that's what could stop this game. You know, even if there are one or two more, but they're spread out throughout the team, I don't think it's going to stop this game. Like I said yesterday, there's a lot on the line for this game from a financial standpoint, and they want to play this game.
Jeff, what kind of – well, you know what? I don't even – We'll get into Fichtner in a little bit after you. I think I'd rather ask you a much tougher question. So here you go. Five potato types for Thanksgiving. I want you to rank these from Jeff's favorite to least favorite in terms of potatoes that are available at Thanksgiving. Okay.
So I get the parameters right. This is what I would want on Thanksgiving from a
Thanksgiving potato rankings. Okay.
Okay.
Baked potato.
Five.
Hold on. I'm going to give you all five, and then you're going to rank them from
the top. He's ready to just rank baked potato fifth, sight unseen with the rest of them. I'm impressed.
Baked potato.
It's Thanksgiving.
Baked potato, potatoes au gratin, roasted potatoes, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Roasted potatoes are the hidden gem of the potato world.
Oh, let's go.
The hidden gem.
Let's go. That's a Chase Claypool. You wonder how 11 potatoes got picked before roasted.
So baked is five, sweet potatoes four. As much as I love au gratin, au gratin's three. Oh, roasted, then mashed is one. Mashed and Thanksgiving are just, I mean,
synonymous with each other.
It's got to be. Yes, it's got to be.
It's like Montana roasted, to rice.
Roasted are solid.
See, roast potatoes to me are just too much breakfast. They're like they're home fries. I don't want breakfast potatoes for Thanksgiving dinner.
You know what? I don't want the work of a baked potato on Thanksgiving. There's enough other stuff.
What do you mean work?
You got to dig it out. You got to throw a pound of sour cream and bacon and all that, chives, things
of that
nature.
You're making it sound like that's, digging ditches at a cemetery for 8 hours a day.
There's about as much taste in the dirt as there is a plain baked potato.
Who the hell eats a plain baked potato? I never once suggested that I was a baked potato fan because I wanted to eat it dull and just on its own. You got to dress it up. That's half the fun of it. You get to – it's like making your own sundae. You get to put whatever you want on there. Salt, butter, bacon bits, sour cream, chives, shredded cheese. I mean, the world is your oyster.
12 options on the table. I don't want to spend 5 minutes trying to dress up the baked potato. Just want to scoop it, plop it on the plate, and go.
So you want to mix the mashed potatoes in with everything else.
Yeah, Pony, the plop factor of the mashed potatoes is unmatched. Literally is plop and go.
I had mashed potatoes third. I just have come around. Potatoes au gratin to me, maybe it's the flavor of the month. You know, maybe it's something that
Is it the Lamar Jackson of potatoes?
Well, no, not now because Jackson's come back down to earth. And
but
more
I mean,
like the Kyler
no,
Murray.
Last year it was
It's more like Kyler Murray for
deal.
Me. Everyone's talking about him. Everyone's talking
if
about
it's
au gratin.
Easter, and you got the ham, the au gratin is far and away one.
That's a great point. Those two complement each other very nicely.
Jeff, au gratin, so you've got your cheese or just your straight up in like a cream, you know, creamy sauce scallop potatoes, because that is a massive number one for me. The uncheesed scallop potatoes.
I don't see much of a difference between the two. And I realize there is cheese on the au gratin, but they're synonymous. The cheese just adds a little bit more.
Are you a gravy on mashed potatoes guy? Or butter?
No, gravy. You put gravy on all of it. It's Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, Pony, what are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. I mean,
like, you're selectively avoiding gravy for certain parts of this?
This is going to go down probably as one of my takes that aren't as popular as so many others. but I could take or leave gravy on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I mean, if
that
it's
a Sims take, if
it's there, I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth and say no to it. But if I showed up at Thanksgiving dinner this year and Amanda said, "Bad news, there's no gravy," I'd be like, "Okay, that's fine. I mean, we'll make things work with everything
else." Oh my God, Jeff, I think it's worse than the Sims take. Gravy is the glue guy. It's the Jerron Brown of this meal.
I'll give you one worse. This is the hill my father-in-law is willing to die on. His take is it is not a Thanksgiving dinner is incomplete if corn is not on the table.
Corn is a Thanksgiving staple. What's wrong with that?
Because it's corn.
Yeah, it's corn.
What is so great about corn? How do you even eat it? You just you stab into little kernels with your fork. It's not easy to eat.
Hold on, at the first Thanksgiving you think they just had cranberry sauce? Probably not. Yeah, you think that they were like? Do you think they were spatchcocking a turkey in 16?
So
whatever.
So
they had corn though.
So you keep corn there just to pay homage to what was the name of the Native American friend?
Squanto.
Squanto, yes. You just out
I'm
of
just
his...
saying, Korn's timeless, man. Korn is Tom Brady in this equation.
No, it's not. Tom Brady
no.
is the turkey.
No.
The turkey is Tom Brady. The turkey
in
needs to be there. Yes, the turkey is the essential food item
What's
for Thanksgiving.
His made
not
tofu
friggin'
at
corn.
This point? Honey, I
no,
made you an
it's
avocado
the turkey.
Turkey.
It's the thing that's not going to come back and thank you
how
after
about,
or congratulate you after a
oh,
loss.
How about Craig wow. said that because his family does Italian Thanksgiving and has ravioli, there are Thanksgiving dinners where he doesn't even – Craig, please, you have a microphone there.
So we have a full Thanksgiving dinner, but we also have these incredible homemade ravioli from scratch.
And made there by are Mrs. Riley.
Yes, there are Thanksgivings that come and go where I don't even touch the turkey.
Wow.
That is bold.
Wow. It's like
Craig's not going to be defined by what's that?
By stereotypes and traditions and customs.
Yeah, Craig's not going to be bound by tradition, right? He's his own man.
Wow. Do you do oh, seven boy. Fishes, Craig?
Rachel's family does that. I'm not that into it.
You know what, Mueller? F off
Alex's,
for putting that
Alex's
on Twitter,
mom's
you
side
jerk.
Does that for sure.
Why are you trying to expose me now as a gravy hater? You're just simply
oh,
doing this.
Wow.
To try to
oh,
get
wait a minute.
Hordes of
hold
people
on,
against
hold
me.
Hold on.
If
Jeff,
Chris
we've got
Sims
a
likes that, then we know we're
we've
on
got
to
dish it out but can't take it guy right here. Pony loves when we have guests on, and it's usually because of one of Pony's incisive questions. He gets a very inflammatory answer that's going to rile people up. He will at that person on Twitter. He'll tag them in, put their quote exactly, and then watch the flames start
yes,
to spread.
Yes, but this is like
but
the fourth one with me you've done today.
You've delivered a lot of weird takes today.
40 minutes ago, are you right? Are you here right now if you don't throw up in that girl's hair and you tag me into that?
Yeah, but that's
what are
Craig
you doing
asking
to me?
You. That's a Craig quote.
But it's about me throwing up in somebody's hair. It's much more embarrassing for me than it is for Craig having asked the question.
You know what's really embarrassing? This quote. If anyone's interested, I love Texas Rio Grande Valley at Texas plus 20 from Craig Riley. That's embarrassing.
I don't see what's embarrassing about that at all.
Holy crap! The first person actually responding to your gravy take says, finally, Kevin says, finally, a good take from the Pony Express.
Really?
I'm done.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. All right, Jeff.
Jeff, really quickly here, pie rankings, very fast, your top three.
Oh, my God.
Apple or pumpkin?
Apple.
Okay, good. That's all I needed. You're good. You picked Peyton Manning over Ryan Leaf. You're good.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. Follow us on Twitter and follow Jeff. Go to 937thefan.com for more from him. On Twitter, you can get us. We're driven by Jim Shorty, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.